Hush Money trial resumes Tuesday. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Former President Trump's first criminal trial wrapped up the week after testimony from ex-tabloid publisher David Pecker and two other witnesses.
Three different witnesses took the stand, including the banker of former President Donald Trump's old lawyer, Michael Cohen. Cohen worked with this banker during the 2016 presidential election. He actually worked with this banker from 2015 until about 2019. Gary Farrow is his name. He testified that Cohen tried opening an account at First Republic Bank under the name Resolution Consultants, LLC. That's the same company name that former American Media CEO and president David Pecker testified that Cohen nearly used to reimburse him for suppressing former playmate Karen McDougal's story about an alleged affair with Trump.
Fox's Nate Foy. More pressure on Columbia University's president as a campus oversight panel sharply criticizes her administration for clamping down on pro-Palestinian protests. Meantime, protesters are refusing to break up their tent encampment. Spokesperson Mahmoud Khalil says if Columbia sends a NYPD back in, they still won't leave.
Our movement is not only this encampment. It was not that encampment. Our movement is very, very large, and we will have our own ways in order to make sure that our voices are heard.
The university banned a student leader who said in January, Zionists don't deserve to live. The tornado threat is not over. Violent storms that spun up tornadoes and widespread damage in Nebraska and Iowa may spawn more twisters through Saturday night, with the greatest potential from North Texas into Oklahoma. Severe weather is expected to stretch across the southern and central plains into the mid-Missouri Valley. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Utah's Republican Party is set to select a nominee in the race to replace Mitt Romney in the U.S. Senate.
Republican delegates will choose their nominee for Utah's open Senate seat at the state's GOP convention, hearing from 10 Republicans in the running to replace Senator Mitt Romney. They include Utah Congressman John Curtis, former Speaker of the State House Brad Wilson, businessman Jason Walton, and lawyer Brent Hatch, the son of the late Orrin Hatch, who was Utah's longest-serving U.S. senator. The winner expected to set the stage for the type of political conservatism that most appeals to Utah voters. A vote-by-mail GOP primary election will follow. Senator Mitt Romney announcing last year he would not seek re-election, calling for a new generation of leaders. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A shooting late last night at a Washington, D.C. nightclub leaves multiple people injured. Metropolitan Police say it happened in the DuPont Circle neighborhood and that several people were transported to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No word on what sparked the shooting. A federal appeals court rejects singer R. Kelly's appeal to get out of prison.
Judge Amy St. Eve wrote, in a unanimous ruling by a three-judge appeals panel, for years, Robert Sylvester Kelly abused underage girls by employing a complex scheme to keep victims quiet. He long evaded consequences.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs push back against a woman's lawsuit accusing him of sexual assault. They filed a motion Friday to dismiss some claims that were not under New York law in 1991 when the alleged incident happened with Joy Dickerson Deal. And Wall Street closed higher as big tech stocks rallied. The Dow gained 154 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped 2%. And the S&P 500 up 52. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.